Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, this is Mark Striegel of Talking Metal, and Mitch LaFon of One on One with Mitch LaFon is also here, and we are joined by the legendary drummer Marky Ramone, who is here in heavy Montreal and Montreal to perform a set of Ramone's classics tomorrow. Marky, welcome to Montreal.
Great to be here. I must have been here about 20, 25 times, and it's always a pleasure to come back, you know, and this should be a lot of fun tomorrow. And I'm playing Sunday, so I'll be going to do 26 Ramone songs. We have a, I think, 45, 50-minute slot. So we're not going to talk. We're not going to do anything. We just count right into to each song. And that's it.
Cool. Where did you first meet Andrew W.K.? How did you guys start working together?
He was advised through a friend to try out, and he was a Ramones fan, and I didn't want a Joey clone in the group, and he does it his way, and he's great. He knows how to definitely engage the audience, so he was just great to rehearse with. He knew the lyrical content of the songs, and he was very enthusiastic, so that's what I wanted. So he definitely came through with that.
In the last couple of years, I've had a chance to interview Kenny Koerner before he passed away and Richie Wise, of course, in the band Dust. You were in Dust. Tell me a little about working with those guys, because they went on and did the production for the first two Kiss albums. How was it working with Richie and Kenny?
We grew up together in Brooklyn. Me, Kenny Koerner, Richie Wise, and Kenny Aronson. So we were in high school when we formed Dust. There was no heavy metal in America when we were together. So we wanted to play heavy music, and the first Sabbath album wasn't even out yet in America. The first Dust album was written already. So we were all in early high school. Richie was about a year older than we were. And we did two Dust albums, had to stay in school. I had to graduate because my father told me to. So we had to break the band up, and then Kenny and Richie produced the first two Kiss albums. And I started hanging out in New York City at CBGB's and stuff, you know.
Many bands have cited the Ramones as an influence. U2, Kiss, Metallica, who've done an incredible amount of covers, you know. What is it about the Ramones that just brings that kind of attention and adulation?
It's the sound.
The one and only sound.
It's the wall of sound. You know, a lot of bands try to get it, but they don't. But they try, and we were always grateful that they at least they were willing to try and put their own, spice on it. So we were, Green Day, Offspring, Rancid, even Kiss did Rock and Roll Radio, one of our songs, and Marilyn Manson, and a lot of bands. So, yeah, we were very grateful to see this, you know.
Cool. You mentioned earlier working with Richie and Kenny back in those early days. Were you aware of Kiss when Kiss started working with those guys, and what was your initial reaction of the band Kiss, and do you remember seeing them for the first time?
Well, they started around 72, 73. That's when they were getting together. 72 around there. Well, what was happening was New York Dolls were big in New York, and they would always play the Hotel Diplomat, and Kiss would play the Coventry out in Queens. And when I first saw them, they weren't fully developed, you know, with their stage presence, their makeup and everything, but you could tell they were going to be something. So Kenny Kerner got the tape, listened to it, brought it to the attention of Neil Bogart, and that's how they got their first album deal, and also through Bill O'Coin, who was their manager at the time. And that was basically it. I'm friends with Peter. he's a good guy. Peter's a great guy. And the other guys, and, you know, we all knew each other because in New York, it was such a close-knit community. You know, you had Kiss, you had the End of the Dolls, Ramones, you had Blondie, Patti Smith, Johnny Thunders. You know, we all knew each other, you know, so we all saw each other's groups develop. And CBGB's was a good place to hone our skills. And Kiss would play Coventry and the Hotel Diplomat, you know. Then obviously we would start playing other places because these places ended up being too small. Because, you know, you want to think of the audience. You want them to be comfortable. So we had to obviously play other bigger places as time went on, you know. So that's it.
Yeah, let's talk about the book, Punk Rock Blitzkrieg, My Life as a Ramone. When you're sitting down going through all the stories, what do you decide to leave out and leave in? I mean, were you trying to really lay it raw, or were you thinking, okay, let's keep it sort of clean?
It's definitely not clean. I wanted it raw. I wanted it to be honest. I wanted it to be what I experienced 15 years in the band, 1,700 shows, 9 studio albums, and a lot went on. So I managed to make it extremely comprehensive. It's the most comprehensive Ramones book. You know, you're with somebody for that long, they become your friends, your bandmates, your brothers. So before my father passed away, he said, if you're going to write about other people, you better write twice as much about yourself, your personality, what you are, because, you know, you have to give everybody equal time, you know. So that's what I did. I showed what it was like living in Brooklyn, growing up in Brooklyn, what it was like going to school, the deterrents that were out there trying to stop me from playing, and you know, what it was like to record each album I did, and what equipment I used, where we played, everything leading up to the Rock and Hall of Fame and the Grammy Awards, you know. So it's all in there, the whole shebang, you know. So
when you look over the vast catalog of records you did specifically with the Ramones, which two or three rise to the surface as your favorites?
Well, the first one, because that's what started it, Rocket to Russia, Road to Ruin. I love Pleasant Dreams. End of the Century was okay. I like Mondo Bizarro. I like It's Alive. I mean, there's so many good things, you know what I mean? I even liked the last album we did with I Don't Want to Grow Up on It, you know? But I'm partial to Road to Ruin because that's the first album I did with the band, you know? And it's a good album, so, you know.
When's the last time you spoke with Phil Spector?
Phil and I have a very close relation. Before he went, I was at court when he was on trial and before they took him away, you know what I mean? So you're allowed a certain amount of time to see him because his wife takes up most of it, only right, you know. So the wife lives in California. When I go out to L.A., I can call him. But I have to set aside time, and it takes 3 to 4 months, especially in a jail like he's in. So the next time I go out there, I will see him physically since the last time I saw him in L.A. in the courtroom. So it sucks, you know.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Marky Ramone. We are told to wrap it up, but living legend Marky Ramone, have a great set tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing it, and best of luck to you.